I received a message from this young lady, and she was like, you know, hey, Lakeisha, you know, we share a lot of DNA. So do you know such and such? Do you know this person? And I gave her my mom and dad name. She gave me hers. And I said, that don't sound familiar. And she said that to me. So probably a few months later, she reached out to me again. And she was like, Lakeisha, I know this may sound really crazy, but I believe you're my sister. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. So she said, I asked my dad, does he know you, you know your mom name? And so he was like, yes. As a matter of fact, I know that family very well.
Oh, wow.
Hey there, I'm Ari, your petite but powerful kingdom teaching professor and entrepreneur. I bring the sass, the laughs, and the serious let's get real and heal moments without any filters. Now meet my mom, Pastor D, the number one dunamis woman leading our Healing for My Soul movement. As a kingdom teaching pastor and life coach, she is unapologetically real, raw, and radical, but she's our rock and the voice of wisdom that we all need. And then there's Allison, fierce yet tender, and the voice for many single mothers. She's the silent heartbeat of our family and will be the first to tell you, yeah, life with these two can be crazy, but I got their back and we're in this together. As a dynamic trio, we spearhead the Healing for My Soul movement, sharing the miraculous healing power of God through our journey, truths, and a little humor as we guide women to pursue healing as a lifestyle so they may experience freedom within their life and legacy.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Healing for My Soul podcast. Yes, healing is the real deal because it's a lifestyle, you all. It's a lifestyle. We are still pioneering a movement, particularly for this particular season, talking about daughters, fathers, relationships, trauma, all kind of stuff. And you all, we could be on this forever because for in my mind and in my heart, it runs deep. You know, it runs deep and our heart is steadily bleeding, but God is healing us from not only what we've been through, but the things that we don't even know about. Ain't that faithfulness? That is truly faithfulness. Well, I told you all in the previous podcasts that I have been privileged on this movement to reach women all across the globe that I didn't even know existed. You know what I'm saying? But the beautiful part about it is God knew their heart. So while people look at the outward appearance, he is steadily searching our heart. And not because it's so jacked up, but because it's really bleeding, the trauma, the trials, even the triumphs that we go through. But healing is still necessary. Well, I know you all see this beautiful woman here, all adorned up. And I am so glad her mama had her. Because if she didn't have her, I wouldn't have had her. And I probably, if I did, Lakeisha, I wouldn't even know who your daddy is.
Okay. Okay.
So we're going to talk about the father and how we can attract their triumphs, mm-hmm. their traumas, their trials, all those things. But healing is still necessary and it looks the same on all of us. So yes. Lakeisha, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Coming to this Healing for My Soul podcast. Not only are you a woman who's pursuing healing, but you are truly one of my profound spiritual daughters. Who said, I'm not letting go.
Yes.
I'm not giving up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're steadily drawn closer. And most people who are experiencing healing get further away. Tell me why in this case before we go further.
Well, Mama D, I feel like I have no choice mm-hmm. but to keep going forward. God did not bring me this far for me to turn around.
Yeah.
That's just my personal belief. Mm-hmm. Even if I wanted to give up, I don't even think it's in me to give up.
No.
It's not in me to give up.
No. Especially once you start experiencing healing, which brings about awareness.
Yes.
Understanding. And then mysteries start being revealed. Mm, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Things that we didn't know. Secrets.
Yes.
Start coming up. But before we get into that part, we're going to say that for about another 10 minutes later. I want to get some foundation about yourself. Because tell us a little about how you Lily grew up, why healing is so necessary for you, and what state did you feel that you were in experiencing some trauma?
Oh, wow. Well, not being raised by my mom, mm-hmm. And even my dad, you know, passing away when I was at the age of 11. Mm-hmm. So being raised by my grandfather, my grandmother, my grandmother passed away, so then my aunt moved back in mm-hmm. to help my grandfather raise us. Mm-hmm. So just not realizing it then, But as I've started my healing journey, realizing that I did have abandonment issues, even rejection in there. So that, for me, makes me want to continue on my healing journey even the more.
Yeah, but you are a woman of faith, grew up in the church, had a spiritual mother, things like that. But how did that contribute to how you're getting here now, or how you have gotten here for your healing journey as well?
Well, even you mentioning my spiritual mother, she transitioned. And when she transitioned, I was like, okay, God, I still need someone to cultivate me. I still need someone to pour into me. So that has been my prayer. That has been my prayer, and he answered.
So trauma can consist of a lot of loss.
Yes.
A lot of people whom you love that step in, and then that trauma can cause you to not know a lot of things, you know, not be aware of a lot of things. So you're actually attracting the not only the triumphs to being able to go to the next, that's a triumph,
right?
To be able to handle the next, the inevitable, things you can't control, things that you can't govern yourself. But then with that come a lot of trauma and more trauma and trials. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Then you get to a point where you embark upon a marriage. And tell us about that.
Well, with me getting married, to be honest with you, I knew I shouldn't have. But when you are under religion, you know, that did not look right. That did not appear to be right. Having children, you know, I had Amber, and I was pregnant with my, you know, second baby. So I was under the pressure of getting married. But knowing that I wasn't supposed to do it. And how did I know? It's because the Holy Spirit said, don't do it.
It really amazes me, though. I don't care what trauma we experience, how many trials we have, how many triumphs you experience. The common denominator is we're going to have sex.
We are.
Because it also is used as a tool to cover up so much that we don't talk about, that we don't share.
Yes.
I'm a firm believer in the law of attraction, that you're going to attract who you came from. The good, the bad, the ugly.
Yes.
The trials, the triumphs, the traumas. However you feel like you want to put it. It's a law of attraction. It's a spiritual law. You know what I'm saying? So you married someone, but at the end of the day, the Holy Spirit knew something.
He sure did. He always did.
Don't he know?
Always.
He knew something. And we think, oh, don't do it because something wrong with this person. Don't do it because the law of attraction is being breached. Because what you really discovered as you have been on this Healing for My Soul journey, and I'm going to lead into it, because that was like after 2 or 3 years in, secrets, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Is that who you thought was your father was not your father.
Correct.
So the law of attraction is saying, that's not your father.
Right.
Not only did Jesus say it, but Mari said it.
Okay.
Mama didn't say it.
No, not at all.
Granddaddy didn't say it.
No.
Auntie who raised you didn't say it. You see how many secrets we keep.
Yeah.
In our family dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
That is traumatizing enough because everybody know the truth but me. Speak about that from your healing journey.
Ooh, wow.
I know. Hey, you all. I know you all have been tuning in and listening to the Healing for My Soul podcast. But let me tell you, there's more. There is no way that we can just come on here and open ourselves up and allow you to be opened up. And I know some things is going on the inside. Why? Because the comments are there. I'm hearing people say it. Matter of fact, some of you all I get calls from because healing is a lifestyle. So guess what I have for you? It's called Our House of Healing. Yeah, House of Healing. That means you can steal away 2 days, 3 nights, 2 nights, 3 days, however that look for you, whatever, and get some in-depth healing in a private setting with me, Pastor D. Yeah, We want to minister to your soul. I want you to see yourself as worth the investment to get what you need, and you can get it for... Hey, you all. Healing is always needed for the heart of a woman's soul. So that's why I am here to admonish you. Get a copy of the book, Healing the Heart of a Woman's Soul. For over 20 plus years, I have been coaching women to go on their healing journey and walking it out. And you will find this compilation book, your story, your life, because why? All of us are dealing with pain. So go to www.healingformysoulpodcast.com and get a copy of your book today, because one woman's healing is another woman's healing. Now, enough of that. Let's get back to this episode. Why? Because healing is a lifestyle. 20 something hours a day. Ask your questions. Join with a group of women. Let me spend time with you. Let me feed you. Let me minister to your heart. Let me hear your heart. Let me give you some coaching sessions, some strategies, things that you need to heal in the depths of your soul. So if you say, hey, that's me, go to that website, www.healingformysoulpodcast.com. That's healingformysoulpodcast.com. And you will get more information. And guess what? I'm looking forward to seeing you there at the House of Healing.
So 40 years, that's when I found out. This particular time I did the ancestry DNA, you know, test. Just wanted to see my, you know, ethnicity. That was my purpose of doing it, okay? So when you do the ancestry DNA, it will link you up with other people that, you know, you match DNA somewhere down the line. So I received a message from this young lady, and she was like, hey, Lakeisha, you know, we share a lot of DNA. So do you know such and such? Do you know this person? And I gave her, you know, my mom and dad name. She gave me hers. And I said, that don't sound familiar. And she said it to me. So probably a few months later, she reached out to me again. And she was like, Lakeisha, I know this may sound really crazy, but I believe you're my sister. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. So she said, I asked my dad, does he know you, you know your mom name? And so he said no. But she went back and looked at how much DNA we shared. So she stated that she and I share the same amount of DNA as her other half brother. Mm. So she said, something is not right here. Like, it's the same exact amount. So she said she went back to her dad, and he finally was like, yes. As a matter of fact, I know that family very well.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, okay. So that was shocking to me. All these years,
yeah,
I thought Horace Moncrief was my father.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so here I am 40 years old, and someone is telling me that he is not. So I didn't know what to do. I actually called you.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mama, what should I do? Because I did want to say something to my mom, but you said, this is for me, which it is. This is for me. So I, he was willing to see me. I mean, I had all types of thoughts going through my mind. Like, okay, is he going to want to see me? Is he going to want to talk to me? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. But she gave me his number. We talked. This man lived 15 minutes from me.
Around the corner.
Around the corner.
Your father, just that close. Never
around
knew
the corner.
It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I went over there, you know, we talked and everything. And I asked him, was he willing to do a DNA test? Because, you know, I just want to have the facts.
Yeah.
You know, before I presented to my mom, I just wanted to have the facts.
So and you still needed it for your healing.
For me.
Still needed it for you. Yeah.
For me,
yeah.
I'm not trying to, you know,
yeah,
put anyone on blast or none of that.
Well, see, but even as before you continue your story, you know, we fail to realize that the Holy Spirit is here to lead us and guide us into all truth.
All truth. Mm-hmm.
So when the Holy Spirit told you not to marry, it's not that this person was bad, mm-hmm. but the law of attraction was not, he's not for you because of the law of attraction. Doesn't line up. Does that make sense?
It does.
Of who you thought was, Horace you thought was, but was not.
Was not.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So now you have to go through traumas and trials and even get your own triumphs in a battle and in fights that really wasn't never yours. How many of us are out there?
Mm. Was never mine.
Was never yours. So we could take some hits. There's a difference of healing that I need, emotional healing, because of the hits I had to take emotionally because I'm with the wrong person.
Yeah.
Not because he's bad, but right. He ain't in the blood.
Yes.
He ain't in the attraction.
Yes.
What shall I say? He ain't in the law.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? How many of us are like that, that because mama held secrets or forgot?
Yeah.
Or didn't want to admit.
Right.
Or have our own shame, have our own secrets. See, that's where our ancestry
yes.
come from. When your father, the Holy Spirit, said, let me lead you into the truth, because every daughter needs her father.
Yes.
Now I'm going to let you continue with your story, because when I saw the picture, I said, well, damn, maybe I could have been her dad, maybe mama. Ooh, Jesus, daddy. Go ahead, old girl.
And so he said, you know, sure, he's willing to do the test. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, got the test, went back over there and did it. But he told me, he said, it doesn't matter how this comes out. He said, I know you're my daughter. And he said, I love you. It is not a damn thing you could do about it, right? So the results came back weeks later, but it came back 99.999.
And another
know,
nine.
And another nine. So I told him, he said, I knew it when I laid eyes on you. Mm. He said, I knew you were
you look
my
just
daughter.
Like him. You look just like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. You look just like
my
him.
My son looks just like him. One of my sons looks just like him. So even with that, and right before, you know, at the moment when I found out, you know, that's when I was about to move, make my, you know, move to here, to Georgia. But we still talk. He was just like, I didn't know. He said, I didn't know.
It brought healing to his heart.
Yeah.
Brought healing. It brought healing to his heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even when I asked my mom about it, you know, she told me she knew it. She did say that. But she said at the time, she had her situation, he had his situation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it was just more comfortable to say that I was Horace Moncrief's daughter. Mm-hmm. So all this time, I'm Lakeisha Moncrief. I'm not Moncrief. Mm-hmm. I'm Lakeisha Chiefs. So that's just like, wow.
You know, when we think about our spiritual walk, and when we think about whatever your belief may be, Christ, higher power, creator, Holy Spirit, whatever that terminology befits your belief system, we never connect the two that he really wants us to be free and healed to know our true DNA.
Yes.
Who we are, who we come from. We take the spiritual life and put it all so much in the heavenlies and so don't connect it to nothing about what has been already deemed to be life. Mm. Life comes from not only him as our Lord, our creator, but life comes from the blood. It comes from, you know, who he made us to be. None of us could do this on our own. None. No. But at the end of the day, for him to think so deeply of us.
Yes.
When we begin our healing journey, that he wants to lead us and guide us. But you had come to a place of healing where you had learned how to forgive.
Absolutely.
Forgive so many people that he could reveal truth. Does that make sense?
It does.
Elaborate in your own words.
Wow. Because he could trust me.
There you go.
He could trust me. And he knew the appointed time.
The appointed time.
For the truth to come forth.
Because he could trust you. Healing brings about such a peace that he can trust you. My question is, can he trust you? You know, not just about a father, but, you know, it's so much he want to reveal. That if he was to reveal some of the things that you need to know right now, you probably bust some tires, slash some tires, bust some windows, cut somebody out, you know. God wants us to be built up in our soul.
Yes.
That the Holy Spirit can lead us and guide us to truth that even our ancestors died holding in. Ancestors kept secrets. Ancestors knew truth but would not reveal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's deep.
It's real deep.
But I believe their heart was bleeding too.
Yes.
Anybody ever, because trauma is real. The trauma of what we had to experience, or what we experienced, that made us have to keep our mouths shut, keep our secrets. You know what I'm saying? Not tell things, but act like we're normal. Mm-hmm. Act like we're whole. Act like nothing never happened. That's a silent killer.
It is. It is. And you know what? Even with you saying that, Mama D, I truly believe that when I, you know, talked to my mom about it, in some way that brought her some healing.
It brought her because healing. It brought your father healing.
Yeah.
It brought, man, come on now.
Secrets, kill.
Hey, I got a question for you. Have you ever been a part of one of our Healing for My Soul challenges? Well, we have so many women who've been there one time, two times, 14 times, all kinds of times, but it's nothing like being there with you. So if you have never experienced one of our Healing for My Soul challenges that we have, 3 days, 5 days, deep topics, topics that go deep within our soul so we can deal with the unresolved conflicts, go to the website right now and you're going to be a part of this Healing for My Soul movement by joining us on one of our challenges, www.healingformysoulpodcast.com. I can't wait to see you there. All right? Now let's get back to this episode. Oh. Men know.
Yeah.
I believe, just like Horace said, he knew. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They know. Mm. But the relationships, I had a situation, you had a situation, it becomes so toxic, but at the end of the day, it's damaging us. And he wants to heal us from the damages. That was a triumph. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. How you feel talking about it? Right now, this moment, particularly with everyone sharing.
With everyone. you know, it's great because I believe this may, even for some who may not know or maybe have questions about their paternity, I just look at it this way. If I was not on my healing journey, I truly don't believe that would have been revealed to me.
Yes, yes.
I truly believe that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But because I'm in a place of where I am, and healing is a lifestyle, it's forever and ever until Christ Jesus, I believe that's why it was revealed to me.
Hey, listeners, did you know that you can actually watch this Healing for My Soul podcast on your big screen TV? Yes, your TV. All you have to do is go to Dunamis Woman TV Network, add it to your Roku TV, Amazon TV. You could even download the app and watch the episodes. And while you're there, become a Dunamis Woman Insider. You get inside scoop behind the episodes. You also get access to all of our Healing for My Soul challenges once you become an insider. So go to DunamisWomanTV.com or just download the app, Dunamis Woman TV Network, to your phone and to your TV, and you'll see how you can get the TV network and watch it on the big screen.
I believe that not only was that revealed to you because of healing, but the healing power of God within our souls, as it did with you going to your children's father, mm-hmm. allowed you to forgive him.
Oh, yeah.
Take him off of child support. You don't owe me mm-hmm. nothing.
Right.
As many women scrambling for $200.
Too much energy.
Too much.
Running back and forth to the court. Been there, done that. Too much energy, too much time, too much money.
And the main thing is, it keeps your heart closed.
Yeah.
When you made that decision, it was a part of your healing journey.
It was.
What about healing that caused your mind to shift from that particular trauma, even from the father of your children?
Just to know, oh, that's just a whole nother dynamic, that system. Child support system is, that's a whole nother dynamic, knowing how it's really set up. Mm-hmm. But as far as from a healing standpoint, I know I had to do that. Really, it wasn't for him. It was for me.
It was for you.
It was for me. Mm-hmm. 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 He's just a beneficiary of it, but...
Elaborate a little bit is for you, because I mean, some people like that's a weapon that they hold in them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know that's a hard pill to swallow.
That's a hard pill to swallow.
I know.
That's a hard pill to swallow.
They're thinking about the money. That's what they're thinking about. Let's just be real. Mm-hmm. But it's more than that. Mm-hmm. It was for me, because not only was it for me, it was for my children too. at the end of the day, this is my take on it. I chose to lay down with this man, right? Mm-hmm. I had four of his babies. Mm-hmm. And he has to come to realize.
He got to realize.
The position that he plays.
Yes, yes, yes.
I can't make anybody do anything. Mm-hmm. And our child support system is not going to do it either. Mm-hmm.
For you to get $75 per child.
Thank you. Not only that, allow them to determine how much my children are worth.
Correct.
The devil is a liar.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's so many dynamics to that.
So many dynamics.
So many.
Yeah, and that's a whole nother episode right then and there.
It is.
But the reality of it is, I just wanted to bring that out because even attracting someone who you believing was your father, mm-hmm. but was not your father, then God healed your heart to release him. Yeah. But more so, not to just release him, but to release yourself.
Yes.
So things can flow.
Yes.
You, beautiful woman, raising your children, not wanting for anything because of your heart of healing, bitterness, unforgiveness, even not even holding your mother hostage. Right. You know what I'm saying? God can trust you with so much. Mm-hmm. And I want you to really just imagine right now, while you sit in this chair, as beautiful as you are, taking the opportunity, because I know you don't think about it, from a healing journey that you're on, how much more is he going to trust you with?
Mm. Wow.
How many souls can he say, I could trust you with now? You know how many damaged people are ministering to other people? You know how many damaged people are laying hands on other people? Yeah. You know how many damaged people are preaching to other people? Because we don't want to talk about the behind the scenes, mm-hmm. how you holding them hostage and making them pay.
Right, right, right.
When you got your own secrets that God, the Holy Spirit wants to reveal, you got things that God wants to reveal, not because you got an anointing, not because you got a gift, not because you got an ordination paper, but because you have a soul and a heart that needs to be mended. Yes. That's a little bit heavy for people.
Yeah.
But you were able to walk into the thickness of healing. Mm. So can you imagine?
Wow. And you're right. I haven't really sat to think about that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, think about it for 1 second. You got 1 second. Because I want you to look in that camera and I want you to speak to from your heart. So many women like you. So many women like me. So many women like you who are watching right here. So we ain't got to worry about souls. Souls is everywhere.
They are.
But I want you to speak to women. That can you speak to their heart from your heart? Wherever that comes from. Because healing is a lifestyle.
Yes, it is. Oh, yes, healing is a lifestyle. And you just have to make that first step of wanting to go on your healing journey. I truly believe if I was not on this healing journey, quite honestly, I might be locked up right now. Who knows? Maybe even worse. You just have to make that step, make a decision to go on this healing journey. And make no excuses. Be fortified in your mind that you are going to heal. Mm-hmm. Because we all have areas within our souls that needs to be healed. Even from those traumas that you don't even know about. That has passed down from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. It eventually catches up with you.
Yeah, it does. And we deem this we done became so immune to traumatic thoughts and feelings that we think is our norm.
Yeah, we do.
You know, and then we begin to justify, you know. But I want us to look at our future generations. It's a reason why every generation is growing worse and worse, particularly in our community, in our culture.
Yes.
But I'm actually seeing the fact that not only have you come to a place of healing, but now your daughter is gleaning from you. Well, she's able to forgive her father.
Yes.
You may have released him from child support, but you can't release him from her heart. She got to forgive.
Yeah.
And now she's clinging with you, 15, 16, to learn how to pray. Yes. Want to know how to pray.
Yes.
That's a miracle.
It is a miracle.
That's a miracle.
Yes, it is.
Because what the enemy wants all of us captive, healing is saying, you got to get on this journey for people to be free. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I am so proud of you. So honored to be called Mama D. You know what I'm saying? And so elated because I see what God is going to do, not only with you, but through you.
Wow.
And not only with you, but with you and your daughter. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not here to say, ooh, look at me and Allison and Ariel, and we got ours together. You stay, ooh, down there.
Right.
No, a true leader of a movement, Healing for My Soul movement, is saying everybody coming up.
Everybody. Yes.
Everybody who want it coming mm-hmm. up. You and your daughter. This ain't about you and just you and your children.
Yes.
You and your daughter. But there is nothing that we can ever experience if it doesn't include the Father to some magnitude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't that amazing?
It's amazing.
So now you're being positioned and prepared to attract your real Father.
Yes. Who is the firstborn?
Who is the firstborn male? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the trials, the traumas, the triumphs all have worked together for your good, only to not experience really who.
So I know you are listening to this episode on YouTube, but there are so many podcasters that are listening on Apple and Spotify. And so what I want you to do is make sure you go over there and write a really good review. I want to hear, what are you getting out of these episodes? We read them, we see them, we comment. So make sure you go over to Apple and Spotify and leave a review for us so that we can be able to hear your heart and where you are. Now let's get back to the episode.
Who you are, and being able to go with that process.
Mm-hmm,
ain't
mm-hmm.
that amazing? All
it's
right.
It's amazing.
Thank you all for joining us on this particular episode. I am so excited about the next and the next and the next and the next. I am Pastor D, and you pursue your healing at all costs.